CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchel with Antonio Calabasciano of the Foreign Policy Research Institute, Senior Fellow Eurasia Program, helping me understand what starts in Germany doesn't stay in Germany. All of Europe now feels the disorder of the Ukrainian war. And also with the change of status of the People's Republic of China to an adversary of the United States and its allies in East Asia, suggests that the old model of manufacturing and trade depending upon Russian energy now has to also take into account the old model was about trade with China. And that is in doubt. Antonio, we can't cover the whole story, but that visit by Olaf Scholz to China earlier this year was most controversial in Germany, in the EU, I'm presuming in NATO as well. The Chinese model, is Germany ready to give it up? Is Germany ready to understand that China is not an ally, not a trade partner, but an adversary, especially in the markets where Germany has prospered? That would be automobiles, high-end automobiles. Does Germany acknowledge that?
Well, I believe that it does, because after that visit, Berlin published its first ever comprehensive strategy for China, which is not being so diplomatic. And it actually says in between the lines, and even openly in some fragments, that China is fundamentally undermining German interests. What happens here is that Germany is in a similar position as the United States with regards to its China dependency, only a bit worse, meaning that its trade deficit with China is the most important, and meaning that its second most important market is for export, where, you know, Germany has 50% of its GDP in exports, is also China, which is why it's a bit worse than the United States. Considering all that, Germany is saying, well, look, I have to fundamentally change my strategy towards China because we are clearly not seeing what we hoped to see in terms of business opportunity in the Chinese market. And we kind of have to end here the idea of change to through trade that guided the German-Chinese relations for years. So bottom line, right now, we have a paper, which is the strategy towards China, released for policymakers to use. The problem, however, is that it is pretty hard to implement changes when you think about how to balance facts. Like, there are very hard choices to make. I'll give you one example. How do you consider the auto market when you are pretty much dependent on imports when it comes to producing the automobiles coming from China, and you're also willing to export and very much depending on exporting the automobiles to China as well? Or even harder, we are talking about the green transition in Europe, and Germany has been probably the most important supporter for the green transition. Now, the problem is that you're basically using Chinese green technology products to have this green transition into place because the Europeans do not have the technology to actually make the leap that they're hoping to make. So how will you, as Germany, support the green transition and implement this while you want to cut some ties, some dependencies with China, considering China is the main provider for all Europe in green technology? So there are hard choices to make. And I don't think that, you know, politicians are going to accept easy any kind of policy making, the solution to all this. It's going to be very hard to make politicians accept it.
Antonio Calabasciano of the Geopolitical Futures, a senior analyst, asking the right question. There are no right answers right now. This is a mystery of the future. How will Germany balance? How will Germany survive? Especially the prospect of the future is bleak right now. Antonia's in Bucharest. She's a senior fellow at the Eurasia Program for the Foreign Policy Research Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,